and friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm excited to talk about this.
Oh my gosh.
I can't tell you how many people were like, you have to talk about heated rivalry.
Yes, I know.
I've been hearing about it for a long time. We're finally getting there.
It's hard for me to sit down and watch a show.
Uh-huh.
But this one had a lot of reason to watch it.
I couldn't stop watching it. Honestly, I couldn't turn the TV off. I don't stay up past 9 p.m. and I was like up at 1 in the morning.
Oh, it was total eye candyville, and then it turned into this beautiful story. It's good. It's good, guys.
It was phenomenal.
But yeah, we're talking about heated rivalry.
Because everyone's talking about it. Let's talk about it, too.
Because there's a lot to talk about, and they picked really good people to perform in it, because I thought the acting was amazing. I loved how it was done, nuances. It was based on the novel by Rachel Reed. Okay. And it released in June of 2005.
So we're reviewing the television version.
Yes.
That was released in 2025. I should have looked up when the book was released.
I know. I was thinking that too.
I'm not sure. But we did focus on the television version. And from what I understand, it does follow the book pretty closely. And it's a spicy.
It's really spicy. It's a good spicy.
Yes. Decade spanning romance. So. Mm-hmm. I love that part because you get to see so much happen over that.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna break it down a little bit, but not too much. It's between two NHL National Hockey League superstars. We're talking like the Wayne Gretzky's of hockey. Everybody knows their face. They're on the Wheaties boxes.
Yeah, and they were gifted from a young age because we get to watch them as their teenagers and as they evolved into young adults.
Yeah, and the fun thing about them is they are bitter rivals. They're like some of the top two teams. They're the captains of the team. And they both want the Hart Trophy. But they find a lot more
they want
behind closed doors.
And it's really yes. well done. It was yes. directed and produced by Jacob Tierney. And then it was Accent Argu Entertainment and Dell Media. And then it was picked up by
Bell Media.
Bell Medium. Thank you. And it was picked up by HBO.
I have bad handwriting.
It's okay.
Yes, HBO did pick it up. And the main love interests, they're all over the place right now. These beautiful people. So Shane Hollander is one of the hockey stars. He's played by Hudson Williams. And then Ilya Razanov, he's the other rival hockey player. And he is played by Connor Story.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun. These two characters meet when they are teenagers at the NHL draft prospects. And the tension is there from the beginning because they are kind
You're
of
getting
plotted.
Drafted. Oh, that's a hugely competitive
Absolutely.
Situation.
And these are the top two players. And not only that, but from the beginning, they've been plotted against each other.
Yes. And I don't know why the entertainment industry would like to have enemies for us so we can always be rooting for one or the other.
Exactly.
And so the whole industry
just was like, you two both are going to always be competing. And they were. Yeah. They were set up to constantly compete against each other. And so.
So when you're put in that kind of a situation, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a fight for your life. You start to, I think like you were saying, you start to really have to think about who you're fighting. You analyze everything there is about
and
them.
And these guys are the top of their game. So they're all about the analytics. And so they're very aware of each other because they are mortal enemies, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
So because they are such heated rivalries, they are paying attention to each other. They are really investigating each other. And I think that they become vested in each other because of this rivalry.
And I feel like there was a quote from, what was it about? When you...
Yes, Ender's Game.
Ender's
yes.
Game, yeah.
So I love coming of age fiction. Yeah. So in Ender's Game, there's this quote that says, when you understand your enemy enough to be able to defeat them, you can't help but fall in love with them. because you understand everything as if it's from their own perspective, their own place. And in learning someone well enough to defeat them, you understand them and love them.
Yeah, you can't help but falling in love.
Yeah. And so that these boys constantly being pitted against each other. And
they're trying to be pushed apart, but they're being pulled together.
Yes, at the same time.
It's like their magnets are constantly flipping. Mm-hmm. That push-pull.
Yeah. It's really hot. And they have the same external goal that only one of them can obtain.
Right. They're both wanting to win the Stanley Cup and be the MVP of the NHL. Like, absolutely. Of course, when you're an elite athlete, mm-hmm. that's what you want. So,
well, and they both have their own personas that they have to manifest. They both have these selling features about who they are for their endorsements, and they have mm-hmm. these personas that are expected of them from their communities.
Well, they're the face of the NHL, which when you think about hockey as a sport, it's probably right up there with rugby. Like when you think about like just the pure masculinity sweat and literally blood mm-hmm. That is spilt on the ice. Like it's pretty.
It's one of the few sports where violence is still condoned. And
even though
encouraged.
There's a penalty box, they're like, if you didn't use the penalty box, you didn't play right.
Yeah. People are like, oh, there was no fight in that game.
Yeah.
That's kind of like.
It's an interesting sport that way.
It's a very interesting.
And so that's part of their personas. Like you have to be that rough and tumble.
Yeah.
So, of course, if you're playing a sport like this, you know, you're going to get injured. And it's grueling. It's 82 game season. I mean, that's like 3 games a week. You're traveling all over the U.S. and Canada. So if you are being pushed and pulled, literally, there's geographical barriers that you can't overcome. Like, mm-hmm. to have a real relationship, right, you have to have chemistry,
absolutely.
Proximity.
Exactly. And these boys.
They've got the chemistry.
They have the chemistry.
Proximity is a problem.
Well, and it's a problem in many things. It's not just that they're in different cities and they're in different places.
Yeah, one's from Montreal, one's from Ottawa.
Yes.
They're based out of totally different regions.
Yeah, regions. And mm-hmm. but they're not only that, but they're in a culture where they aren't allowed to have closeness.
Well, and one person's success means the other one has to fail.
Yes.
And they both want to win.
Yes.
So, well, yeah, it's really a heated rivalry.
It's kind of an elite athlete thing. Really? You know, when you are the top of your game, I don't care if it's, you know, in finance, if it's regardless of what it is, the dedication and the time it takes to be the best at what you do kind of means that you've sacrificed so many other areas in your life.
And you have to sacrifice other people in your life.
You do. And so to show up at the level that they show up for their game.
You can't be the best if someone's not the worst.
Yeah. And so it's their identity. And it's not only just like, it's not like me going to work and I'm like, oh, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I want to do a good job, but it's not my entire identity because I haven't sacrificed everything else in my world
for
to
your
be
entire
good
life.
At my job.
Your entire life hasn't. Led you to
this
be the MVP.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? That's kind of what they're dealing with. And so each of them as individuals also has a lot they're dealing with.
Oh, absolutely. Like Shane is struggling with this need to be perfect. And his family, he has a lot of expectation put on him.
He's an only child,
yeah. And his mother is very overly involved in his career. And
I think a lot of elite athletes probably have this experience.
I think so too.
With a mom that, I mean, because let's be honest, like who's taking them to hockey practice?
Well, yeah. And from the beginning,
making sure that they get signed up for this specific like extra thing to be the best of the best.
Exactly. And to be quite honest, when people who are the best of the best of what they do almost always have support people whose life is basically taking care of things so you can be the best of the best.
Exactly.
I mean, the best of the best don't exist without
support. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, he's got.
Although that's Shane. Ilya kind of is the best of the best and he doesn't have the same support.
He does not. His family could not be more opposite than Shane's.
So,
I mean, what family's not dysfunctional? Let's just say that.
Yes.
Their dysfunction is different. There's a lot of jealousy.
Yes.
The brother is the caretaker for the ailing father. Their mother died quite a long time before. Yeah. So they didn't have that person to help be their support. And not only that, they don't have a parent to be that support. The brother is supporting the father.
The entire family.
Yes. Well, and while Ilya is supporting them financially.
Yes.
So the brother is supporting taking care of the dad. So they're having mm-hmm. to flip roles. He can't pursue any of his own dreams because Ilya, I mean, he's going to be the moneymaker and he's going to be able to support the family. So there's this financial like obligation and need to take care of the whole family that Ilya. On the flip side, Shane's family is like, well, let's invest this way. Let's set you up for this, you know. Like,
and yeah.
And they do take a little bit of advantage
they
over like
do
his
take
a,
the perks,
monetary value, the perks of the having perks a famous son.
Yes, exactly. And I think in some senses,
I don't
like,
know if I would say take advantage. Maybe it's a little bit of a payback.
Yeah. I think that needs to be taken with that. Like, okay, you know, I want the perk for giving up all of my stuff too.
Right.
It's a weird dynamic. I mean, you can understand it and rationalize
Ilya
it.
Ilya has to put on this almost villainous persona. He has to be the tough guy. He has to be indestructible.
Yes,
because
indestructible
he truly
completely.
Can't fall.
No.
He has so much weight on him.
Yes.
To take care of everyone that he has to be.
There's
the tough
no
guy.
Room in his world for
he
softness.
He can't be vulnerable and he has to win.
And he also is in Russia, which you're kind of told in the story that mm-hmm. they are not accepting of ulterior lifestyles the same way that Canada,
right.
you know, is.
There's a huge discrepancy there. So if for him to admit that he might openly love a man is
yet.
Not going to, is definitely not going to be okay. In Canada is so different than Russia, where
oh,
Ilya is from. And in Russia, if Ilya were to ever come out as being gay, he could be thrown in jail.
It's harsh.
Years.
You have some statistics on this, don't you?
I don't know about statistics, but like 4 to 6 years in jail as of 2020. I think the laws changed. Participation, wearing a flag.
Yeah.
Any media broadcasting, whether it be in a book, news, promoting anything that would be LGBTQ, not okay. You're fined. You're thrown in jail. You lose everything. It's no joke for Ilya. And yet he is a public image. For him, it's a really big deal. It's if he loses everything, he has a sole supporter
from
his family. And he can't go back to Russia.
Yeah. So it's sort of like.
Yeah. He can't see his family.
If he were
friends,
to ever come out,
on.
Yeah, he would be
deal.
Excluded from all of that.
Shane and Ilya both have reasons to stay in the closet.
Absolutely.
But they're different.
Yeah.
They're very different and both extremely valid. Like
it's a lot to overcome and a lot to work with and deal with. But it's hard because they have such intense chemistry.
Right.
So
let's talk about how do they get to know each other? Like,
yeah, I think part of it is the analyzing of your enemy, really trying to get inside their head, figure out who they are. They're plotted so often against each other that it sells. And so they are having to do this marketing thing for the hockey league, and they are being asked to aggressively skate into the middle and kind of do the little puck off at the beginning thing. But they're told specifically to like look at each other and stare
with
at each other
hate.
With hatred.
Yeah. So you can't look into another person's eyes. She's doing it. You can't look into another's eyes for an extended period of time and not develop some kind of feeling.
Yes, exactly. And so what's really funny is these two boys who have this vibe from each other are told to repetitively come in and stare at each other. They both start realizing there's a shared spark there. There's something going on there. And so they keep coming in and they're supposed to be all aggressive, but then they're realizing that they're getting playful with each other. And they get the giggles. And these two grown-ass men.
Athletes. Yes.
Kill each other.
Yeah.
Are giggling and flirting with each other.
Yes.
And so finally they just give up. They're like, whatever, we'll do whatever we've got with whatever we've gotten.
Yeah, just deal with it. We're done.
And these two boys, because it was just them doing the shoot, then are in the locker room by themselves and there's like no one else around and they're showering down because they got sweaty from doing everything for the clips.
And they have makeup on.
And they were teasing each other like, oh, you look pretty with your makeup on. You're like, hey, shut up. You've got makeup on too, pretty boy. Right,
yes.
And so there was even the cute little flirting there, but it wasn't flirty.
Right.
But there was enough happening where they were both going, there might, like, they can't come straight out and just be like, are you into guys? I'm into guys. What's going on?
I'm sorry, but like Ilya says it without saying it through some actions. We'll just say it. We're not saying it.
It starts with just like simple glances. And then they can kind of tell that you're looking a little longer than you should be looking. And then naturally
things start to happen to your body when you start to feel a certain way.
And when you're enjoying things.
And when you don't have any clothes on, it's really hard to hide it. But of course, the cameras don't show that.
I know. Lisa does have a little bit. She's like, man.
Well, I just wanted verification. Don't think about it. I'm like, is that what's happening? Because I think that's what's happening.
I mean, I see the motion. I see the stroking. I mean, he looks like he's having a good time.
So without saying it, he says it. And they make an arrangement.
Yes. But now here's kind of the apprehensive thing, because you can tell after they've kind of made this arrangement to meet up later that evening that Shane has never done this before.
Right.
And not only has Shane never done this with a man before, Shane is not very sexually active at all.
Ever.
And
this
so,
is his first experience.
So it's really kind of cute to see him be nervous about, like, I love the playfulness. Like, how
he went straight to, like, my routines and my rituals and like what I'm comfortable and what I know.
Yes.
And Ilya teases him about it. He's like, what are you doing?
But even when he's getting ready, like he puts a suit on. You're like, oh, I had this guy coming over and you know, you see him get totally dressed up in a suit and then you see him take off the suit and put on like sweatpants and regular clothes. And then
just all those, that nervous energy around like something pretty magical is going to happen.
Yeah.
So this goes on though for years and years and years. And you can see why, like, for them, maybe the chemistry's there, but the proximity is an impossibility.
Yes. Their proximity doesn't let them go to express any actual emotional connection. So their relationship for the first long time is super complicated.
So for years and years and years,
The chemistry. They're expressing the chemistry aspect of their relationship. Yeah,
they're texting each other, and they have to be really kind of secretive about it.
It's so cute.
Jane and Lily, they give each other female names because
they're sexy.
Like their phone were to be somehow exposed and one of their teammates were to see.
And they were smart in doing this because both of them had friends that commented on, hey, what's going on with this? You've been texting this Jane person for years.
And you're like really hot and heavy with her.
I know we shouldn't say a favorite code, but Ilya gets a text in the locker room from Shane.
Oh. And you want me to drop my favorite line? Okay, so.
Drop it like it's hot.
Fine. I'll tell you. That is when Ilya, one of his teammates sees and they're like kind of goading him. And he's like, oh, he's blushing. He's like, Russians don't blush. Never in my life have I blushed. I didn't get it right.
Oh, but she still, no, I loved it. It was
okay,
it was
fine. Really good. Never in life have I blushed. Russians do not do this. My accent was awful, but you get the point.
Yeah, no.
So, and they are texting back and forth and they've got this safety protocol around it because still they have to have their persona.
So careful.
And even around their family dynamics, they have to tread carefully. Like they can't upset their parents because they're not open to it. And the NHL culture. So this is going on for years and years and years that every so often they might be in the same city.
Yes.
And they're marking it on their calendars.
And they're looking forward to it.
Yeah. They're so excited.
And they start getting to where they're kind of like, so Shane has always been kind of exclusive and not very out there with anything.
Well, he's never had a
romantic relationship ever. This is his only one so far. But Ilya also, you see him starting to not be as interested in outside things.
Ilya had this like bad boy persona. Mm-hmm. Like, he would go to the nightclubs. And when I say the nightclubs, I mean, this is underground.
Yeah.
Because in Russia, when he goes home, he likes to play and he likes to party. And he has to do this in a very secret way because it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And he likes girls
like,
and
it's boys. Like a speakeasy, mm-hmm. almost. Because he could literally be thrown in jail if he's in some kind of dangerous situation.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yeah. So they're dealing with all of these things. And once in a blue moon, they happen to be in the same city because they're and their schedules align. Mm-hmm. And so finally,
I love this.
After
this
the friendship, and I think you can develop a pretty strong friendship just by talking, even if it's over distance.
Mm-hmm.
You can develop that with a person.
Yeah. And I think
they're starting to do that.
But
it's very limited because they still have these
barriers
and facades they have to put on. Mm-hmm.
But then the tuna melts. The tuna melts. So
Shane and Ilya, mm-hmm. they stayed the night together.
The first time that they stayed the night together.
And, you know, they've picked up on little things about each other over the years.
Yes.
And so Ilya, being really thoughtful, decides that he's going to do a kind loving gesture, like, mm-hmm. you know, he's give acts of service
I'm
for someone he cares
some food
about.
And yeah.
Yeah. And
this is after he asked him to sleep over, which is first for them.
But,
so,
you know, I want to go back just to smidge, because there's an important thing that happens before that. And I forgot to mention it because I think it's important to recognize that, you know, Shane's teammates are like, you don't have a relationship other than your parents in your life. You don't have like a personal life. You don't have your whole life centers around hockey. Like you need to get a life.
Yeah, you do.
And so they're starting to try to be like, look how great it is to have this.
Mm-hmm.
You should probably start dating a little bit, you know, hold my baby. Like,
think about a possibility of a life together. And then he has Ilya do this really sweet thing for him.
Which he's never had. Like, this is what it's like to wake up with somebody, to have a relationship with somebody.
Partner. And so.
A partner. So he's thinking like, wow.
Is this something that could
Is this a possibility for me? But at the same time, it's like, actually, it's not.
Yeah. Well, and it terrifies him.
It's terrifying. Like, I don't know how to deal with this. And because there's just so much externally going on and so much internally going on. What do? You run.
He does. And he runs away. And then he so heartbreaking. And I can just imagine how that would have felt for Ilya.
Like three or four shows. So I'm just like, when do they finally get to be
a couple?
A couple.
Yeah.
Like, you're just rooting for them. You finally see it for the first time.
Yeah. And then it's like. Then he is scarce.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. It makes sense. It makes so much sense. All of the crushiness and stuff. And so Shane is like, okay, I'm going to try being straight. I'm going to give it a go.
I'm going to give the world what they want to see.
Exactly. And so actually there's like this super adorable, actually Love Rose.
Yeah.
Superstar.
She is.
Actress. And she's just a superstar human, too. I love this girl.
She's a cool girl.
She's a super cool girl.
And I will say, like, the acting community, with all their creativity, I feel like they're really open-minded.
I think so, too.
And so I think for his first experience, you couldn't have picked a better scenario.
Absolutely. And she also understands the fame. I mean,
she gets it.
So
she gets him on every level.
On every level. So they have an experience and it doesn't work out so well. And she's like.
But they have this public image.
Yeah, they have this
and
public image.
I want to say it's kind of like akin to Travis and Taylor.
It is.
I just want to point out they're like that level of like fame.
People are like, freaking out about it. And you would have her fans show up at his hockey games kind of a thing.
And so Ilya, you have to realize, like, he's watching this too.
Yes.
You know, he's part of the public that's watching this budding romance with the person he just put himself out there to.
Exactly.
And got rejected.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
And so then you have this, you know, they're going out. And really not made his moment with Rose official.
And they haven't, what's that?
Consummated.
Word? There it is.
Yes, they have not consummated it. And so they're all out one night and their relationship has been super publicized. Well, it happens to be, you know, after a game or whatever. And Ilya is also in the same city and he's at the same club.
Right.
And he sees Shane with Rose.
From across that dance floor.
From across that dance floor.
But because they're like magnets.
Yes.
They can't help but be drawn to each other. And yeah, even in a crowded room, they're going to see each other.
And so it was kind of funny. So Ilya was out because he had seen Shane on the television with Rose. And he's like, fuck it. My dry spell that he was self-inflicting because he was kind of
hoping would come around
to be with Shane. He decides to end it and just go out and get laid.
Yep.
And so he then goes to a bar and he happens to be the same bar where Shane is. It's really intense.
It was.
He starts just macking on a girl. And
yeah.
And then.
And he's hoping that Shane sees.
Yeah. And he does.
And Shane, of course, does. And
oh.
And Shane's hoping he sees. I'm going home with Rose.
So, yeah. And it's really the intensity. That is that.
I think my heart might have just like stopped beating for like a good minute.
Oh my God. Right. I mean, the way like so those actors.
So good.
And the way it was communicated. Like,
the music was great.
It was. It was.
All the things she said. I was like, holy crap, that's running through my head. And so you're just devastated.
And the way that, and it was kind of funny because Shane didn't know that Ilya was there, but he goes to go to the bathroom and he sees Ilya, and Ilya just basically just is really being super PDA with this chick intentionally. And he's like looking him in the eyes being like, yeah, I'm doing this to fuck with you.
Yeah, I mean. He's kissing with his eyes open.
He is. And he's doing it intently. And it's so clear. And then the look on Shane's face, where you can just tell that he's like, why are you doing this?
Yeah,
like,
he's just hurt. Crestfallen.
And then he's like, because you hurt me. I mean, there's so much spoken in that scene that
they didn't have to say anything. You knew it.
Yeah.
You felt it.
And then he goes and.
So this is.
Yeah. Goes to have sex with Rose.
He does.
After that, and it doesn't
And it doesn't matter that Rose is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Any man.
She's American.
Maybe I shouldn't say any man. I should say 97% of men.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, be like harder than a diamond on a
stone
cold night. Yeah. He can't because it's not who he is.
He's not into that.
And yeah, and Rose.
Is awesome.
She understands.
She is so cool.
And for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Shane can say to someone.
Yes.
I'm gay.
I prefer to be the plug and not the. I prefer to be the outlet and not the plug. I can't remember what he says, but it's a great.
I have to think about
it's
these
a great quote.
Too much.
It's a great quote. And she's just beautiful. She's so beautiful about it. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, gosh, that's got to be a really hard place for you to be.
And she understands the fame factor. So she's like, you know what? We can be best friends.
Yes.
And the public will still eat us up.
Absolutely.
And I would not only do that for you, but I want
you to be in your life. Safe. She's like, I can't. Yeah. And so it's this really kind of, I don't know. Are we have,
I want to leave it there.
Guys. Yeah.
Because like, I think we've pretty clearly defined like
all of the hurdles,
the pressures of their families, the pressures of society,
Absolutely.
The pressure of the legal pressures, the NHL persona, the
figuring
marketing,
out just a regular relationship
all of these
issues.
Pressures. Not many people have to deal with that.
Oh, God, no.
But they have to deal with all of those. And most people are just dealing with the internal, like, does he like me? Does he like me not?
Exactly.
Or does she like me? Does she like me not? Whatever that might be, like, we all deal with that when we're new to a relationship and discovering our romantic feelings. But they've got quadrupled that.
Absolutely.
And so how can they... How can they possibly overcome that?
And I love the fact that, you know, and I like that we're leaving it at this place. Because with Shane, here's the thing. He's finally ready to maybe pursue that relationship because he's finally understood himself.
Right.
And so, I mean, he's beginning to understand and accept himself. And I really am always going to be a true believer of understanding yourself. Accepting yourself and accepting your actions and owning your actions is how you move forward with things.
Yeah, for sure. So we're at a point where they both know that they care deeply about each other.
Yes.
But with all those internal and external factors, like they do have to make a really concerted, I guess, decision about, are they willing to blow up their entire lives to maintain the status quo or throw it all away and stop living a double life?
Yeah.
Key romance phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It's actually a phenomenon. It's legitimately, some people might want to say that this is glamorizing a league that's historically been very challenged with inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, is that real? And
oh, absolutely.
According to Google, is there an exclusivity? So the four big, at least here in like the US and Canada, NHL, the NFL, Major League Baseball,
and
NBA. So in the history of these sports, with Major League Baseball and the NHL, no one has ever come out as openly gay, ever, in their histories to this date. And when it comes to the NBA, it's happened one time in 2013. And then mm-hmm. with the NFL, one time in 2021.
Yeah.
And when you look at the statistics at any given season, and hockey's kind of wild because there's so many injuries that the actual roster number of players is higher. But at any given time, there's over 700 players. The general population, statistically, 2-3% are gay.
Yeah.
And so at any given time, 20-30 people, I'm just giving rough estimates because it's impossible to be exact.
Absolutely.
Are gay. And they are having to hold that back because it is not an inclusive.
Yeah.
Male athletes or male sports are not considered inclusive as of this moment in time. WNBA.
Female sports are the exact opposite.
Totally different. You're talking, what is
29% of members of women athletes in professional sports at those levels are
mm-hmm.
gay.
And I mean, I can't rectify that. I don't understand it, but those are the numbers. And that is the reality of what we're dealing with. So, I mean, I feel like Rebecca Reed did an excellent job.
So well done.
Did she romanticize it? Did she glamorize it? I think she helped us to understand
it.
The challenges mm-hmm. that are real. Not just persona, but Ilya would have to permanently give up his family. He could never go back to Russia.
Absolutely.
And they would both lose their entire careers they worked for their whole life. I mean, that's the reality.
But like, yeah. You probably aren't going to get kicked out of the hockey league, but you might lose all your endorsements.
Are you going to get canceled? I can think of multiple male professional athletes who've used their platform to speak up against an injustice, because mm-hmm. this is an injustice.
Yes.
And they get canceled. There's this cancel culture. Like, for all the freedom of speech that we have, we still don't have that freedom in some regards. So that's
we think that these two are going to be able, now that they've identified that they can't ignore the fact that they have some very strong desires to start creating and developing a more intimate relationship, how do we feel about their ability to move forward with that? Do we even think they're going to be able to create the relationship? I know normally we talk about how long is this relationship going to last. I think in this situation, I think it's more appropriate to talk about,
is it even possible?
Do we think that they can overcome the odds that they have to overcome?
There's a lot of odds. And so I want to say that, like, you have your internal locus of control, your external. Yes. They're externally.
No odds against them.
They have no control. Nobody has any control over what happens outside of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But for them, so many things externally would have to happen.
And the consequences. The consequences.
The stakes are high.
It doesn't mean you don't love someone if you're not willing to destroy mm-hmm. everything else. You can have any one thing you want in life, but you can't have everything.
I feel like that's why, when it comes to coming out of the closet, these male athletes, they can't do it until they retire. And historically,
and that's
because there's only two people in the history of athletic sports that have ever done it.
What?
When you know for a fact that hundreds, probably thousands,
have been
in the closet.
Yeah. I would say these guys have enough chemistry and they've learned to navigate to where they could keep themselves on the down low and then start an intimate relationship after they retire.
But I think for them to have like
A real life together
where you actually get to have real fights and be in proximity with one another.
I think they kind of understand the essence of each other.
In a way that very few people could ever understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they've been in the throes together. I think that unless something were to happen, don't know what could happen.
Well, and I feel like this is such a fun, and we didn't even touch base on, there's another love story within a love story.
Which also has its own book and such.
Yes. And we didn't want to go into that because this is about Shane and Ilya's story. Yes,
exactly.
And I really love that Rachel Reed made us keenly aware of that struggle that is so real. And
absolutely.
She did it in a way.
Beautiful.
Middle-aged women across the country.
Yes.
Cheers. And are rooting the hell out of. And I want to know, do the men across the country feel the same way?
I'd love to know that. That would be such great input and information to have.
I wonder how they felt about it, if they are even willing to consider that.
Yeah.
And to empathize and to maybe say, you know what? I see you and I love you.
Yeah.
Because God damn it, the WNBA sure has. I love you, girls.
Woohoo!
And that's beautiful. Maybe we need to take lessons from them.
Absolutely. So I think that these guys, if they can overcome environmental things and really just
the external environment,
yeah,
can get over themselves.
Well, then they get the opportunity to move to the next stage of the relationship, which is understanding more about if we fit together on a,
and I want to believe with emotion. All of my heart
that they would.
Every human on this planet, unless there's some kind of a behavioral health disorder.
Yeah.
Wants that for themselves and for other people.
I hope so too.
Regardless.
Yes.
Of any other circumstance, because there's nothing more powerful than love.
I totally 100% agree with you. And yeah, this was just a great show. Watch it beyond where we talked about, because
no, we don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it. Watch it. The really good parts come after where we're leaving this.
Honestly, they do. It gets really, really good.
Be warned when if you haven't started watching this, the first two episodes are very chemistry based.
Physicality is a big.
So do know that. So like, you know, don't like have it on. Don't try to watch while your kids are around.
This is for mature audiences.
Yes,
only.
Mature audiences only. Yeah. And trust us when we tell you that it's more than skin and mask.
Yeah. So like we were kind of joking about it a little bit. You know, when I watch a movie and it's hookup sex and I don't care what the players involved are. When it's hookup sex, I feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But when I am watching two people who have developed a strong bond, emotional connections, a friendship. And you're like, come on.
You're like, kiss.
And so when they finally get there, you're like,
wait, so this is get there with them.
And
you know,
it's
and I think part of this is also like,
but this couldn't have done it any other way.
No, they really could not have done it any other way. It
wouldn't have made sense.
And you have to understand the journey. Like this journey, I mean, any uncomfortableness we have does not even compare to living the uncomfortableness. These men.
Living a double life.
Yeah, that would just be so sad. Anyway, so super ghost. This is ghost hot, even though we didn't see any PPs or anything like that.
I saw the ghost.
It is okay. Hot.
It is.
And then I know I made ghosts.
We usually do green pepper jalapeno.
Yeah.
But this is definitely
a ghost pepper kind of scenario.
Wow. Have we ever had a ghost pepper?
No. Oh, this is your first ghost.
First ghost pepper.
I did make you share your favorite quote. My favorite quote was, so being boring is genetic.
I know. Ilya's like comic relief throughout the entire series is just so freaking amazing.
I know. And he like pulls off asshole comments so well.
And Connor's story, like I think, where is he from originally? I don't know. I didn't look up.
I thought it was Texas.
Yeah. I could be wrong. And so his Russian accent might be better than mine.
What are the odds?
He was from Russia.
What are the odds?
I thought he did a fantastic job. And he never broke character. And it was beautifully done.
The whole thing was just so well done.
His comedy was so on point. I loved it. Does this matter? Is it engaging? Do we care like the characters?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
100,000%.
Totally. Yes.
It matters a lot.
Yeah. This show matters. This show matters. So watch it to the end.
Yeah.
And stand up and cheer with us at all the right parts.
Sing
and cry and cry.
And cry. And yeah. All of and laughing and I'm doing it. But Rachel Reed, thank you for writing this.
Yeah, thank you.
I really want to say thank you for producing this. And because that takes, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for producing this.
I totally agree. So if you'd like to reach out to us to tell us about your book or request a book or a movie review and to ask us what would you do or to tell us your real life love story, go to our website at www.myperfectromance.com. You'll find links to all of our socials there. And of course, you'll find that in our show notes too.
Yes. And then coming up, we're going to answer your what would you do? Okay. So ask away, people. But if you want to read ahead.
Do you have uncomfortable questions right now?
Not right now, girl. Not right now, later. Okay. If you want to read ahead, though, Call Me By Your Name by Andre Alsamon is going to be our next read. And then we are going to do an interview with Lindsay Goldstein, author of Gap Year. So I'm looking forward to both of those. So read up, everybody. Read up.
Read up.
Or if you don't feel like reading, you want to get our opinions to decide if it's worth the read or the watch.
Right.
You know, just follow us.
Yeah.
So you don't miss our opinions. And that's what this is. These are opinions.
These are opinions.
I did throw out some facts that Google gave me.
I knew she was really good at it.
I did. Because I was like, I want to know. Damn it.
Yeah, no, I was really, I was shocked when we were looking at how harsh everything was in Russia. And that was still happening so much to date.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want you guys to know if you've got an opinion that's different than ours, that's okay too.
Yeah, we're good with that. We're good with that. Yeah.
We love you.
We do.
Yes. So,
until then, though, keep believing in the perfect version of your own romance.
Yes.
I'm Valerie.
And I'm Lisa.
And this has been My Perfect Romance.
Happy romancing, everybody.
So.